This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's going to be dangerously hot in some areas today. 113 degrees in Phoenix today. The AP's Donna Warder.
For 3 days in a row, Earth's average temperature has been the hottest it's ever been. According to the University of Maine, the average temperature on Earth on Monday was 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit. That set a record. Then Tuesday broke Monday's record when Earth's temperature was recorded at 62.9 degrees. And Wednesday remained at 62.9. Scientists have warned for months that 2023 could see record heat as human-caused climate change, driven largely by the burning of fossil fuels, warmed the atmosphere.
They'd been searching for her. Now, a missing 2-year-old has been found dead in Michigan.
This is not the outcome we were hoping for.
At a news conference Wednesday night, Michigan FBI agent Devin Kowalski delivered sad news.
The body of Winter Cole Smith was recovered by FBI agents.
Audio courtesy WXYZ. Divers, dogs, drones, and helicopters were involved in the search. The 2-year-old's body was discovered Wednesday evening near a municipal airport northeast of downtown Detroit. A man identified as Rashad Trice is accused of stabbing the girl's 22-year-old mother, his ex-girlfriend, at her Lansing home. Police say he took the toddler with him on Sunday, but she wasn't in the vehicle with Trice in suburban Detroit when he was arrested on Monday. I'm Jennifer King.
17 people known dead after a toxic gas leak in South Africa. 3 children are among the dead. Authorities blame the gas leak on an illegal gold processing operation. Police in London say 7 children and 2 adults were injured when a car crashed into an elementary school in Wimbledon in southwest London. Former President Trump's valet is due in court today in Miami. Walt Nauta is accused of helping Mr. Trump hide classified documents. This is AP News. The man who led a short-lived mutiny against the Kremlin has apparently popped up again in Russia. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, told selected media in a meeting that Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was in Russia. Lukashenko had helped to broker a deal under which Prigozhin entered a recent abortive mutiny in Russia in exchange for security guarantees for himself and his soldiers. The deal allowed Prigozhin and his troops to move to Belarus. Lukashenko's statement followed Russian media reports saying Prigozhin was spotted in St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city. His presence was seen as part of agreements that allowed him to finalize his affairs there. When asked if he was concerned that a similar revolt will take place in Belarus, Lukashenko responded, "Anything can happen in life, but I don't see such a situation." I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.